Hi, Professor. It's me again. Hello? I got your text. I came over. Are you home? Okay. Maybe upstairs? You have a nice house. Professor, it's your favorite student here. Here to get her asshole stretched out some more? Are you in the bedroom? No? Okay. Well, you've got some lube out on the bedside table, so you're obviously expecting me. And a picture of your wife to my darling husband on our anniversary. Oh, come on! I should have guessed you were married. I mean, you're a hot college professor. The one all the girls flirt with. The one who fucked my asshole so hard yesterday when I was desperate to make my asshole gape so I could become the school slut? Guess what? I'm back. And I was all ready for you to fist me and make me gape even more. And you're not here. Maybe you just went out to pick something up, and you'll be home any minute. So, how do I want you to find me? Naked in your bed, coyly tucking the sheets up under my sheet and batting my eyelashes at you like some sort of sex kitten in an old movie? Definitely not my style. If I want to be the anal cum dump for every boy at school, I know exactly how you should find me. Bent over, or on all fours, my ass lubed up and ready for you. Maybe even spreading it open just a little with my fingers, so you can see your perfect little anal fuck toy the moment you walk in the room. I like that idea. Skirt on or skirt off? I think skirt off. Everything off. Totally naked. Well, almost everything. These socks are too cute to take off. Little white cotton socks with tiny black pom-poms around the top. I mean, they're just adorable. The socks stay on, because this is one 18-year-old freshman who knows how to accessorize. But my body? That's all yours. And on full display. Wow. It's kind of erotic to be completely naked in my professor's bedroom, waiting for him to come home and fist my asshole. And I promised he could unload in my throat afterwards. I bet he tastes as good as he looks. I suppose I'll be finding out. Well, he's got the lube out ready. I wonder if there's anything else in the drawers. Oh my. Fuzzy pink handcuffs. So old school. Pass. A little clit vibrator. Okay, I can work with that. Ooh, a dildo? That's huge, too. Okay, then. So, here's my plan. You'll walk in, and I'll be on the bed, the vibrator buzzing my clit, and my asshole looped up and gaping open from the dildo, ready for you to just plunge your cock or your fist into. Yeah, I think that'll get you going. It's certainly getting me going. I'm gonna be your favorite student slut. Aye, let's lube up this bad boy. Damn, your wife must love this one. It's bigger than your cock, and you're huge. Okay, I'm lying over your bed, with my feet on the floor, wide apart. My naked teenage ass. The very first thing you'll see when you open your bedroom door. Yeah. I'm already turned on just thinking about what you're going to do to my teenage asshole. Thinking about how good you fucked me yesterday. This vibrator feels so great on my little button clit. Amazing. I'm thinking about how hard you got when I told you I wanted to be the most popular girl in school by becoming a total anal cum dumpster. When I told you I wanted every boy in my dorm to line up in the hallway and just empty load after load after load of their sweet, sticky cum into my gaping asshole. Just use me like a toilet to jerk off into. Or fuck my distended asshole until they shot their load deep, deep into my guts. That got you going so much. I loved it when you came in my gape yesterday. And today? Today, I'm going to let you really stretch me out. Use your fist on me. Just punch fuck my asshole. And ruin this tight little rosebud and leave me an open, freely accessible cum dump. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I get so turned on just thinking about it. And this little vibe buzzing up against my clitty. Wow. But you're probably going to be home soon. And I want my asshole prepped for you. I should work a couple of fingers in my tight, puckered little butthole. No, that's not going to do it. If I want to be a super slut, I need to work harder to really get my gape up to porn star level. Straight for the big boy it is, then. Oh, that is one thick, heavy dildo. And this is such a tight little asshole. But not for much longer. Just let me push the head in. Okay, too tight. Let's try again. Okay, it won't go in. It's so close, I just need to push a little harder. Oh, fuck me. It's such an awkward angle to reach back and try and force the dildo in like that. I can't do it. Okay. New plan. We put the dildo on the floor, pointing straight up, and I lower myself down on it. There we go. Oh. And it's even got a suction cup. Perfect. A little more lube on my tender ass, and then I can just squat down. Oh. Okay. Now that's pushing my asshole open. Fuck, that feels so good. So huge. It's just... just a little bit hard to keep my balance in. Okay, just a little bit, and... oh, fuck. Oh, my God. That's so deep. Oh, God, no, my poor little asshole. I knew I should have taken my socks off. Oh, Jesus, that just went all the way, balls deep into my tender ass. It's... oh, God. I can't even move. My feet slipped, and I'm impaled balls deep on that huge cock. Oh, God. I'm so fucking clumsy, I'm so full. I can't even... oh, Jesus. Ow. Ah. Glad I lubed it up so good. I might have just injured myself otherwise. Oh, that was a shock. Oh, God. So full. I just have to catch my breath. Oh. Just let me try. Gotta try and get up. Oh, man. That suction cup is really effective on a hardwood floor. Oh my God. If I pull up, it feels like that dildo's going to try and turn me inside out. Ow. Ow. No, 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 no. Okay. Okay. So, I'm kind of stuck here. Oh, shit. I wanted you to come home and find your little 18-year-old fuck doll bent over your bed, ready to be ass-fucked into ecstasy. And instead, you're going to find me stuck on the floor, impaled like a rag doll on your wife's massive dildo. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Okay, I just need to. Maybe I can get my knees under me. And sort of kneel up and forwards and slowly ease this dildo out of my poor abused asshole. Oh, every time I move, it just shifts my weight and I'm sliding down a little deeper. Hold on. Nope. Nope. No go. What if I lean backwards and try to wriggle up onto the bed? Maybe I can get my feet under me and ease this out. Oh, no. I'm just... Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. Oh, fuck. It's pushing against my G-spot now. Okay. So, leaning back's not going to work. Can I just get my feet under me? No, too slippery. Oh, God. That just sunk it in another half inch deeper. Oh, my God. I'm so stuck. I'm just impaled on this massive dildo. This must be what it's like to be a popsicle. Okay, I just have to think. If I can get my asshole to loosen up just a little, I might be able to uncork myself. Maybe if I clench and relax. How do you clench something that's stretched to its limit? Think, you stupid slut. Think. An orgasm might do it, but I don't know if I can come while I'm stuck here like a butterfly on a pin. But it's worth a try. Where's that vibrator? Okay. Oh. That feels good. And it's taking my mind off the pain in my asshole. Yeah. Okay. Okay, it's making me kind of enjoy the pain in my asshole. Oh, God, I'm so stretched out. And I'm gonna be such a good little slut for you when I finally get this thing out of me. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about you, Professor. Oh, fuck. How you bent me over that chair yesterday? That guttural moan you made when you pumped your cum into my stretched out ass? Not as stretched out as it is now, but... You grabbing my hair and fucking my throat? So hard, so deep, until I couldn't breathe. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, God. I'm going to let you do so many things to me. Maybe you suck you off before class and hold your cum in my mouth for the whole term. Wait until the bell rings before I swallow it. Let you cum in my little panties. And wear them all day. Feeling your hot, sticky jizz spreading all over my little cunny as I walk around campus. Oh God, yeah. I'm getting so close. I'm going to come. Even with this massive dildo pushing my asshole as wide as it'll go. And oh, yes. Professor. That certainly made my body shake and everything spasm, so maybe I can just. I just gotta pull myself up off of this. Ow! Damn it! I'm still stuck tight on this huge dildo. Why can't I just get my ass to release me? It's just so tight. Okay. Maybe if I put more lube around my stretched out butthole. Can I reach it? Oh, thank God. Okay. I'll just put some more lube on. Oh, that feels good. Wow. Just running my finger around the edge of my asshole. It's so wide. I just. Okay. I can't get this out of me yet. Just. Okay. Here's how this will work. I lubed up that last little bit of the dildo still outside of me, and then I push it in just a tiny bit more to get that lube into me. Then work the dildo out a little more. Add more lube in a fraction, out a little more. I think I can do it. I just have to fuck my ass out of this, in a manner of speaking. I think that'll work. Better than being found stuck to your floor. Okay, lots more lube and just breathe. I can do this. Just half an inch deeper. Of course, the dildo has to flare out at the base. Here we go. I'm just going to put all my weight on it. It's not going in any further. I'm sitting on a huge dildo with all my weight, and I can't force it further into my asshole. It's stretching me so wide already. Maybe if I kind of push up and drop my weight down. Oh. Oh, God. Okay. A little. Now ease up. Okay. More lube. Lots more lube. Now, drop down again. Oh, God. Oh, you can do this. You've got. Oh, wow. Once more. Oh. Okay. Okay. Now I can just ease it out a little more. Oh, and all the way. Oh, wow. My poor butt. Thank God it's out of me and I'm free and. Oh, wow. I feel so empty and so stretched out. Holy God, that was almost embarrassing. Let me feel. Oh, it's gaping. My asshole. It's gotta be two, maybe three fingers across right now. It's perfect. Wow, I'm a little gape slut. Just in time. That's you. You're home. And I'm here, waiting in your bedroom, my asshole lubed up and gaping, ready for you to use, like the anal gape slut cum dump that I long to be.